This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. As we approach our third year of this pandemic, there's no denying there's been a drastic shift in the way we work and how we think about the way we work. That shift in culture has emboldened workers to advocate for themselves and to take a stance against all kinds of work environments, ranging from inconvenient to toxic. For many, that meant quitting their jobs altogether. Through November 2021, an average of more than 3.9 million workers quit every month. That's the highest average on record, hence the Great Resignation. Meanwhile, while workers are in search of a job culture that suits them, many corporate leaders are coming around to the idea that they need to make some significant changes in order to hold onto their employees. My next guest is an expert on reimagining workplace cultures. LaTanya Wilkins has worked in Fortune 500 companies and in higher education at the U of I, developing her own approach to training on diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. She's the founder and CEO of The Change Coaches and the author of the new book, Leading Below the Surface, How to Build Real and Psychologically Safe Relationships with People Who Are Different from You. LaTanya Wilkins, welcome to the 21st.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Listeners, we want to know if you've changed the way you work in the pandemic. Maybe you started a new job, got laid off, or left for a new job. What realizations have you made about the current work climate? You can join us at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. So, LaTanya, before we get into your book and this concept of leading below the surface, I want to talk a little bit more about the current work climate and this Great Resignation. I actually prefer the New York Times columnist Kara Swisher's phrase, which is the Great Reassessment. But can you talk a little bit about what's been going on?
Yeah, there's a lot of different terms. There's Great Resignation, there's Great Realization, there's LinkedIn calls it the Great Reshuffle. And I actually wrote an article in Fast Company about this, I think it was in December that it dropped. And what's happening is people are realizing that they want different things from work and life. And they realize these things through being at home, being stuck at home, also through all of the things that have happened in the world. They had some values questions throughout the years answered, or throughout the last couple of years answered. And so what's happening is you are seeing people resign in record numbers. I coach executives and teams, and I'm even seeing some of the executives that I coach that companies bring me in that sometimes are either looking to leave or, you know, looking to make their role fit their values, which is much different than how it used to be.
And are people leaving for new jobs? Are they leaving for uncertainty because there are so many help wanted signs around? They're confident they can find something. Do you have a sense of you know, the security that people feel they may be giving up? I think that's in the past something that we talk about is keeping people from quitting jobs, is the idea that, you know, it can be tough to find a new one, but maybe we're in a new, at least temporarily, a new economic climate for that now.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And the answer is, I think it depends on industry. There's a group of colleagues that I talk with us about, and I think we don't really know. I mean, I think the narrative has been, it's up to companies and it's because people don't like the companies. I think that's a big part of it. I think this morning I was just reading about the nursing shortage in the US. And I think there's fields like that in industries like that where people are just leaving for obvious reasons, teachers leaving for obvious reasons. I think that it's really across the board. And it's interesting that LinkedIn is calling it the Great Reshuffle. I think they're seeing data that people are changing jobs. They're not necessarily leaving the job market. They're changing jobs, maybe switching companies that are more closely valued to what they want. I don't really know the answer to that. I think that there's still data coming out since this is so new and this is just happening right now. It's still emerging. But I would assume that it's across the board that, mm-hmm. again, depending on the industry, like we're seeing some industries are really having a hard time and they're going to have to revamp the way they're doing things like healthcare. And then we're seeing things in things like corporate America where there's just more jobs and there's companies that are caring more than others. So people are kind of migrating to those companies. So those are two specific examples.
Yeah, absolutely. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. This is the 21st show. We're speaking with Latanya Wilkins, who's the author of Leading Below the Surface and a sort of business consultant. She's the founder of The Change Coaches. Again, 800-222-9455. If you have changed jobs during the pandemic, we'd love to hear your story. And Joe is on line four from Peoria. Joe, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be talking with you guys. Love the show.
So I understand you changed jobs recently.
Yeah, I changed jobs probably about 7 months ago from a more in-house role to a kind of, it's a little bit more hybrid role. But I tell you what, one of the things that really made me really start thinking about changing again is just as reprioritize what matters to me. And I really want to try to find a remote job that allows me to be home with my infant and things like that, and allow me to kind of reprioritize life versus balance and things like that. I think that during the pandemic, the shuffle from traditional work to remote work has just kind of opened my eyes, and it's hard to put the genie back in the bottle.
Yeah, hard to put. It's an interesting way to say that. Do you find that more employers are more open to hiring someone who wants to have that sort of hybrid or remote work setup?
I've been more primarily looking for jobs that say they're going to be remote or hybrid. I haven't really gone into a position that had something set up and said Insight and switched it over and kind of positioned myself to say, hey, is hybrid an opportunity? I do think that there are more opportunities for remote work now, especially in Central Illinois, as opposed to just you can work remote if you're in Chicago or things like that. I think that that has kind of leveled the playing field to let qualified employees all over the place kind of have that option now.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks so much for calling in. Good luck in the job market. We appreciate it. And Latanya, I don't know if you want to react. We need to take a break in about a minute here, but to react to anything that you heard there from Joe.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that where people are looking for hybrid work. They're looking for mainly a schedule where they can be more in control of it, and they can call the days that they're going to be in the office. So what we just heard from Joe, the caller, That's exactly one of the pieces or one of the prongs that we're seeing in this great resignation is people, again, they may realize that they want to be at home or they want more flexibility. And so they're looking for jobs just like this. So that's a really interesting one. Again, I think this is one piece of what we're seeing in this great resignation.
All right, 800-222-9455. If you want to join our conversation, we're speaking with Latanya Wilkins, who is the founder of The Change Coaches. She's a business consultant, helps companies create better workplaces, particularly with an eye on diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. Her book is Leading Below the Surface, How to Build Real and Psychologically Safe Relationships with People Who Are Different from You. We're going to continue this conversation after a short break. 800-222-9455 is the number to join us. 800-222-9455. More to come. Stay with us. This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking for the rest of the hour with Latanya Wilkins, who's the author of Leading Below the Surface, How to Build Real and Psychologically Safe Relationships with People Who Are Different from You. She's the founder of The Change Coaches and helps businesses create environments that are more diverse, equitable, inclusive, and foster a sense of belonging among their employees. So let's talk about the book. Latanya, you argue for taking a radical stance against the surfaceness of corporate culture. Can you talk about what you mean by that?
Yeah. So when I went, I actually spent a long time in corporations, kind of climbing the corporate ladder. And I spent a lot of time kind of shaping cultures and leadership development. And I always felt like the programs never worked, especially when it came to creating cultures of belonging, which is a lot of, you know, what I worked on adjacent to leadership development is how to make managers more inclusive leaders, how to make them better leaders. And so that's what I mean by the surfaceness. In chapter 2 of Leading Below the Surface, I talk about this thing that we're trapped in called the dominant leadership standard, which there's certain leadership archetypes that are more valued over others. For example, you can be a strategic leader, which is really valued, an innovative leader, which is really valued. But when you think about an inclusive leader, it's not something that people talk about or that's omnipresent like some of these other values. Also in business, we talk about, you know, we value maybe competition over collaboration, right? Or we might value speed over thoughtfulness and being deliberate. And I see this every day with people I coach. And so that's what I mean by the surfaceness of culture. We're always keen to talk about the surface of our culture and what that looks like. For example, we are on the best places to work list, or is a surface thing. But when you dig below the surface, is what I talk about in the book, what's really happening at that level? And that's really your organizational culture. And getting below the surface has been really tough for organizations. And so that's what I mean by the surfaceness. It's like the real work and the real culture happens below the surface.
Yeah, that's interesting. You talked about what sort of leader archetypes that are lionized, right? There's the killer business person, the one who sleeps only 4 hours a night or came up with a brilliant product idea. You don't really see the profiles as much as somebody who makes sure all the employees take all their vacation time every year or something like that, right?
Right. And I really love the caller that called in the last segment, because that is a great example of that, where he was not, his manager wasn't getting below the surface with him to understand how he wanted to work, right? It was more that the archetype was like, hey, you have to steer the ship. You have to make sure you steer the ship and that you steer the employees in the right direction. But obviously he wasn't being steered in the right direction, and it made him look for something different. And so you have to get below the surface with your employees to find out, how do they want to work? Like, what do they want to do in their career? Like, all of these things. Even career development can be a surface field. So that's what I'm talking about when I say below the surface.
How does a manager start to do that, right? Are we, you know, obviously hiring you or someone like you is a step. But I mean, if, you know, just what do you begin to think about to start to trying to get below the surface and not, you know, are we talking just taking your team out to lunch sort of thing? Or it's going deeper than that, right?
Yeah. So I talk about leading below the surface and also just being a colleague below the surface. For some of you that aren't managers and you're really excited about this idea, we could change the world through this idea. We could change the workplace through this idea. And so there's three prongs in the book, and I won't get into this real deeply here, but real leadership is the first one. I did a lot of research on leadership archetypes. As you said, there's not really an archetype for how we treat people, right? And so, but there's a lot of research that says how you treat people actually determines organizational success. It's highly correlated with that. So real leadership is relatable, equitable, aware, and loyal. So that's the first prong. The second prong is empathetic listening. And this is something all of you can access today. What does that mean? Well, what it means is that there's two types of listening, and we don't do this well, especially in the remote work era. Person-to-person listening, playing things back, listening, mirroring the person's energy, making sure that you're checking for understanding, making sure there's nothing else in the room, no distractions, just seeing the person, right? Meeting them where they are. The second is person to belonging listening. And that's if you are a leader or colleague, taking a step back and looking around the room to see how much people are participating, who's belonging in the discussion, who's not belonging in the discussion. Does it have a competitive atmosphere? And the third is psychological safety. Amy Edmondson, who's a Harvard Business School researcher that coined a term, psychological safety, actually wrote my foreword. And what that means is people can bring up difficult issues at work without any type of repercussions, without any type of ridicule or being blamed. Again, this goes back to the great resignation, where if you had psychological safety in your organization, your employees could come to you and say, hey, I really need to work from home a few days a week. This is a lot. I need some time at home. And you could say that without your boss ridiculing you and they're actually going to listen to you, then you have psychological safety. So you could start with those prongs. I strongly suggest starting with empathetic listening, just trying to listen to people better. And because if you could listen to them, you can understand better what's going on in your work environment.
So another prong of your work in your book looks at specifically this idea of DEIB, which is, you know, then there's this idea you write about where biases can destroy organizations from within. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I talk about my book is a very it's inspirational. It's got a lot of stories that are tough stories. But I also blend it with a lot of science. Like I said, I did a lot of research while I was writing this book. And one of the, there's a something I call the terrible three biases. And these are biases that we all face in the workplace. My third chapter is actually called Humans Were Born to Exclude, because we actually exclude people so we can belong, right? If we can exclude people and make our in-group stronger, we belong. And so those three biases that I talk about in the book, affinity bias. So the bias to be around people who are like us, maybe people that went to the same schools, people that live in the same part of the country, like all of these things. And this can cause other implicit biases, right? In-group bias is a second bias. And the reason why I talk about this bias is because we have no capacity, virtually no capacity to have empathy for people in the out-group. And we saw this in the country, in this country, and we're still seeing it when it comes to politics, for example. Like when people are really into their political views, it's really hard for them to have empathy for anyone outside of that view or any view like that, right? And so that's the second bias that kind of follows us around in the workplace. The third bias is confirmation bias. And what this means is that we think we're more right about people than we are. So for example, if you're an organization and you are trying to be a more diverse organization, you hire someone that doesn't look like anyone else. And then 2 weeks, and you're kind of like nervous about it. And 2 weeks later, they're not leading how you want. And you're like, oh, I knew that was going to be a problem, right? I knew it. And you didn't even give it enough chance, right? You didn't give enough chance or time for a chance. So those are the terrible three biases that kind of block us from naturally being below the surface with people.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with LaTanya Wilkins, who is the author of Leading Below the Surface, How to Build Real and Psychologically Safe Relationships with People Who Are Different from You. 800-222-9455 is the number. LaTanya, can you make the business case? I'm reminded of this scene from, I don't know if you watched the TV show Mad Men years back, but Peggy Olson, the up-and-coming young female copywriter, is having it out with her boss, who she feels never recognizes her work. And he comes back at her with, that's what the money's for. And I think that's a very old idea in business. What is the business case for investing in, you know, not just giving people a paycheck, but you know, actually trying to go deep with your employees?
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to so much research that's been done on the workplace, that people want meaning. Right? People want their work to have some sort of meaning for them. People want their work to be aligned to their values more than any other time in history. I'm seeing people actually leave, you know, to your paycheck example, I'm actually seeing people leave to make less money these days, as long as a job is more aligned to their values. So this is why, again, we have to get below the surface. You know, it's interesting. I talk about this in my book, a lot of companies, and even I was part of this when I was in corporate, there's all these pay per performance programs where, you know, you pay people more based on the work that they do or their performance. And even that doesn't work. I mean, there's research that actually even shows that there might be some issues with just that approach alone. So it's so much more than the money. And there might be some exceptions. For example, you know, salespeople, like, right, they might be motivated by more money, but it's not about having the stereotype around it or a generalization. It's about getting below the surface to understand individually what your employees want out of the workplace and how you might be able to help them attain that.
I want to ask a little bit about your background. You identify as a queer woman of color. Can you talk about how that's informed your work with businesses and writing this book?
Yeah, I mean, I will say that I was in an interview the other day and I was talking about, I put it this way, I was kind of bursting at the seams when I was going to write Leading Below the Surface. And I've been thinking about it for a long time. I'm an intersectional person. I've got a lot of different identities. And, you know, there's a lot of organizations that, for example, they had diversity programs, they have employee resource groups, but I didn't really know what door to go into. Should I go into the women's group? Should I go into the LGBTQ+ group? Should I go in the Black group? You know, and it was like, I just never fit in to the workplace in that way. I mean, I had a really great experience at the University of Illinois at the Geese College of Business. I thought that they they're a very, very inclusive place. But before that, it was like really, I think that people just really had a hard time with someone like me. And people, there's a lot of people like me out there, right? So so I would say that I've just seen the workplace through so many different lenses because of that. You know, I've been in a lot of conversations where I'm like, where people just don't really know what to do with me. They're just unfamiliar with people like me because they probably met no one, they probably never met anyone like me before. And so, yeah, I just think that it's made me see the workplace through so many lenses that other people cannot see. It's also, since I've had to be the only one at work for so long, it's also made me just have a sense of empathy for people because I've just been exposed to so many types of people and I've had to do that and I've had to maneuver that in my life. So I think that's another reason why I do this work is because I'm good at it because I've just had to do it so much in the past. Like I had to navigate so many paths that were not traveled, right? I had to plow the roads, mm-hmm. you know, and build those roads. And so I'm kind of doing that now. So hopefully that helps answer your question. But
no,
the
absolutely.
Answer is like, yeah, I just never fit in. So it was like, you know, it was like an AP course, right?
finding your own way.
We're
almost out of time, maybe just a minute and a half left. But, you know, for a lot of people, maybe they feel stuck in a job and don't feel like they have the security to take time off between jobs or really search to find a job that's a better fit. Do you have any advice what people can do every day to just, you know, they have a job that pays the bills to make it a little less painless?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple things you can do. One of the things that I do a little career coaching here and there. I don't have a lot of time anymore, but I always take referrals. And one of the things I have them do is just, you know, sit down after work and just think about your dream job. Like, what's your dream job? Like, and if you can't think about like a title, think about how you want to feel in that job and think about what that job might look like, right? Or think about the day to day and just start dreaming a little bit. You know, I find that when people are doing a job search or they're unhappy at work, one of the first things a lot of people like to take is actions. They just want to take action and jump in and start looking. But when you're doing that, you're probably putting a little bit more stress on yourself. But first try to think a little bit about like, you know, what do I want? Like, what are my values? Like, what do I want this? What do I want this to be aligned to? Like, which values? And then kind of go from there and kind of start with your values before you go into that job search. You know, with my career coaching clients, sometimes they get annoyed with me because I make them to do that process first, but they never find jobs through the traditional means, right? Like, I would say 90% of the folks that I do career coaching with that end up going on and finding a job, they're like doing that through this values-based search. And so that's what I would tell people to do is to shift that, dream a little bit, have a little bit of patience and kind of, again, just lay the road that you want to ride on.
Step by step. LaTanya Wilkins is the author of Leading Below the Surface, How to Build Real and Psychologically Safe Relationships with People Who Are Different from You. She's also the founder and head of the Change Coaches, LLC. LaTanya Wilkins, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And that is all the time for our program today. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Erica Scalise, who's also our engagement producer. Our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.